I don't need your pity, okay? If you're not going to thank me, don't thank me.
Cindy, we come to that time of the show.
That time where we see how many people called in to wish me a happy birthday?
Yeah. Oh, how sad. No
bastards.
One called in to wish you a happy birthday.
People mention me on their shows, apparently. So I was told.
Big Fatty did, yes.
Thank you, Big Fatty.
Says he loves you because you give me shit.
Yay!
Fuck off,
actually,
Big
what you
fatty.
Eat gives you that, but...
Hush up. Don't pull the curtain back. Big Fatty will be proud to know I did not shart myself just now.
You got close.
When we paused the recording, I ran and took a big old poop.
We're airing out the plane currently.
I wonder if any podcasters have sharted on their show.
Have you sharted on your show or suspected someone of doing so? Please give us a call and tell us all about it.
Call Big Fatty. Don't call us.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
I don't need your pity, okay?
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2181 of the BFO for two, I say, Tuesday the 7th of June 2016. Yo, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Yo, we are back in the villa. Big Fatty and Collins come to visit. Hello, Drenchers. Big Fatty, did Granny wet himself? No. Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Yo, you are Drenchers today. Yo, Colin. Tropical Storm Colin is moving up from the Flow Rider and is just drenching us. Just drenching us here in Charleston. Big Fatty, but that's free watering of your ferns for the villa. It's true. And a free car wash. It's true. But anyway, y'all, so we're getting a drenching. We are getting a drenching. But y'all, that's not why we're here today. Hey, Big Fatty, you're finally back. It's true. Y'all, Lord, I've forgotten how to do... Yes, Big Fatty, forgotten how to do this, because the last time I recorded a little show was... Y'all, it was about a week ago, last Wednesday night, for the Thursday. Thursday was the day we left on the trip to Fort Lauderdale. But before we get into all of that, let's do this. Yes, Big Fatty! Yeah, Gussie, y'all. Now, but y'all, before I get into whose celebration of exiting the birth canal it is today, y'all, you have to remember, Big Fatty is not on the face space. And y'all, every once in a while, I'll hear someone like on the, it's all about meh. It's all about meh. A little show. I'll hear somebody mention someone, and y'all, I don't have their name on my mock-in calendar. Like, I think the all about meh mentioned that Tim Alaxa in Alaxa. And Tim, if it was recent, of course, knowing them, they just fucked it up, though. Yes, Big Fatty, they probably just fucked it up. But Tim, I don't know, does Big Fatty have your name on his calendar? Have I wished you a happy celebration? But y'all, anyway, if you want your name mentioned on the little show, y'all, it's got to be on my calendar. So anyway, and just let me know. Yes, Big Fatty, I know Randy and Penis Slivania told his birthday. Did he? Well, no, I really don't remember. I was just saying that, but I think he may have. Okay. Anyway, but y'all, on with the task at hand. Big Fatty, don't be touching yourself. Anyway, y'all, today, the 7th of June, y'all, it's a very special celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, she don't listen. Big Fatty, she's got more sense than the collective altogether. Well, that would be collective altogether. The collective altogether. Big Fatty never gets old, especially if you can do it. But anyway, y'all, you heard her. You heard her at the beginning of today's little show. Big Fatty, she's got the hottest job in Little Showdom. She has to put up with that Steve the Sight Edge troupe. And y'all, it's none other than the Flame Dame Cindy. Oh, Big Fatty, we love the Flame Dame Cindy. Yes. Y'all, so if you're Big Fatty, is she on the 20 or the face? I don't know. But y'all, if you see Cindy and she's on the 20 or the face space, wish her a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope that Steve the Seda doesn't short himself and makes her a big old key. And it better be big enough for old what's-his-name, too.
Happy birthday!
Now, y'all, I'm gonna have to look. I failed to make notes. Big Fatty, no one's surprised by that. So I asked Durwood and Granny to try to help me remember some of the things that happened on the trip. And y'all, just to give you a preview of what I'm gonna talk about. Here are some teasers, as they call them. Big Fatty, back in the saddle, just tease them, okay? Y'all, here are some things I'm going to talk about. Just teasers, okay? The Shut Up Bird, Stumpy, the Leaping Iguana, the Germans, Patty and Georgianne, Shopping at Leatherworks, Lands, Granny D., Granny's Water Ballet, The Cheesecake Factory, $20 is $20, The Von's East BOGO is not half price, Durwood 812, Stuffed Mushrooms, and y'all, we're going to start with the last thing on the list, and that is Durwood's Luggage. Y'all, we started out, but anyway, that all those to come. So, and y'all, there's so much more that I just can't remember. But maybe it'll come to me. Maybe it'll come to me in a vision. Big Fatty, please, we don't need to hear about a vision. But y'all, we got up on Thursday morning of last week, and we had decided we were gonna. What did we decide we were going to do? Big Fatty, you're going to the Aeropuerto, which is Mexican for Aeropuerto. So Granny and Durwood and I had decided they would come here to the villa about 9:30 a.m. in the morning. Of course, Granny leaves home at 8 a.m. in the morning. Now, y'all, Granny is about maybe 20 minutes, maybe 25 minutes from me. I'm going, Granny, why are you leaving so early? Well, anyway, y'all, he goes shopping at the Walmart. I said, oh, so he got here about 10 after 9. And I said, well, what time did you leave? 8 o'clock. And I said, well, what took you so long? Oh, I went shopping at the Walmart. And y'all, I had told Durwood that I guarantee that Granny would stop and get some snackettes. Because, you know, Granny, he's got to have his snackettes when he travels. And sure enough, he picked up some beef jerky. And y'all, he says, and I got me a new watch. And I said, oh, is that your new watch you're wearing? And he goes, no, it's still in the bag. I didn't want to wear it. Y'all, he's the poor thing. He's just, y'all, I don't get it. Oh, I bought a new watch and I loved it. I love the way it looked in the package, so I'm just going to leave it in there. But anyway, Durwood gets here and we load the valises into Granny's car, and y'all Big Fatty turns on the alarm and turns off the nest a thermostat, and y'all and locked the villa, and we were off to the Aeropuerto, which, as we all know, is Mexican for Aeropuerto. And y'all, we went into the long-term parking, y'all, riding with Granny, driving, and y'all, it's always an adventure. But anyway, we parked in a spot 0105, and the reason we remember that is because it's short for old and Granny's age, old 105. And y'all, then we start going, walking into the Aeropuerto. And Durwood is kind of looking at the wheel on his valise, and y'all, he's gotten a blowout. He's had a blow, had a blowout, and y'all, the wheel is starting to shred. It's a shredder, y'all. And y'all, the more we walk, the more the wheel that comes off. And y'all, this is how it started. And we're just cackling. And y'all, then we get up to the nice white concrete, and then it starts leaving marks all over the concrete. And so So we get checked in at the Delta Airlines, and we got our valises checked, and y'all, then we were off to the security. Y'all, Durwood hadn't flown since 2005. Big Fatty, what's wrong with him? I don't know. Anyway, so he had to go into the white trash line. Big Fatty. And Granny and I had the TSA pre-check. So y'all, we just whisk right through and didn't have to take our computers out of the bag. Big Fatty, you didn't take a computer. Well, but if we had one, we would not have had to take it out of the bag. And we did not have to take off our shoes. And we both did take our belts off because, you know, it had a big buckle on it. So we just whisked right through. Now, y'all, the only problem with traveling with someone in the white trash line is you still got to wait on them. Big Fatty, and the plane's not going to take off until all of you are there. It's true. So, y'all, we were just watching Durwood, and y'all, he was just going through it, and y'all, he was a little kerfuffled. And y'all, you know, I think he was hoping for a full body cavity search. Y'all, anyway, he went through and he was, you know, prissily putting his things away, and putting his shoes back on. And, y'all, we get to the gate and Durwood goes, I've lost my headphones. They weren't amongst my things, amongst my items. Y'all, evidently he had a secondary search or something. I don't know what was going on, but anyway, he went back and they had the headphones. Y'all, he couldn't decide if he was going to go back or not. I said, Durwood, it's a 38-second walk back to the security line. Go back there. The plane hadn't boarded. Plus, you're in zone two. Fatty, rub it in. Y'all, we boarded. Of course, Granny and I were in zone one, Durwood, unfortunately, was in zone two. But even though we tried to make him feel as prestigious as us the entire time, but, you know, y'all, it's just, you know, zone two. One percenter. We were off. Granny decided he was gonna have a cocktail, and y'all, it's a 45-minute flight. So Durwood said, "No, I'm not having a cocktail yet." So Granny didn't have a cocktail yet. So anyway, we get to the Hatlanta Airport, and we change the concourses. Granny just starts walking. He just starts walking. You don't know where he's going. I guarantee him to you, he didn't know where he's going. and we change concourses, and we get to the gate, and once again the zone ones. We had to leave Durwood behind, but you know. Anyway, we get to the get on the Aeroplano, and of course Granny and Durwood are starting it off with a cocktail. Yes, Big Fatty, a cocktail. So we had cocktails. I didn't have a cocktail. Get down to the Fort Leather. Oh, y'all, this was something. The night before we left, I got a coupon from the Hertz rental car. And y'all, I had a car reserved for, and it was going to be, I think it was going to be like $270 for the car. For the time we were there, y'all, they had a thing where it was 40% off or something like that. If you use this code, y'all, our car cost $132. So I went in and I re-reserved the night before we left, and I saved us $150. So anyway, our car was $100, and upgraded it to a SUV. And y'all, our car was, it was lovely. It was just lovely. And, so, anyway, got there and, we got the can, and y'all, you know, Big Fatty is the gold canopy with the Hertz. So y'all, Big Fatty's name is right there on the marquee. I never have, oh, Big Fatty, you don't have to go to the desk or anything. You are such a one percenter. And y'all, then we get to the car, and you know, they had Big Fatty's name above the car. I said, oh, Big Fatty was special customer, Big Fatty's car. And so y'all, we get all loaded in and drive up to the exit, and the girl scans the car, and I said, well, now, do you need my credit card? She goes, oh no, you're Big Fatty. And so y'all, we went, we got all checked in at the Inn Leather, and then we were off. We were off to the Von South. We were off to the Von South, and y'all, we made a horrifying discovery at least in Fort Leatherdale, if the Von South is having a buy one get one free sale in Charleston. If you only buy one, they give it to you for half price. But at the Von South in Fort Leatherdale, if you buy one, they charge you the full amount, and you just elect not to take the second one. So y'all, I hope this is not a company-wide change in policy. I hope this was just something in Fort Leatherdale. Perhaps at Grenady in Tampa, or the Taylor the Latte Boy, Big Fatty, he loves the Von's East. He loves the cake there. He does. Can give us a report about that. But anyway, y'all, we went and we got some provisions. Durwood got some nuts. Granny got some chocolate donuts. And y'all, then we were off to the liquor store, and then Big Fatty, you're out of time for today. You'll just have to continue this tomorrow. Y'all, this is going to take all week to tell you. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, I couldn't believe it. The limes at the Vons. Oh, dear Gussie, Big Fatty, you said that too quickly. Y'all, the limes at the Von South were 90 cents a piece, too. Yeah, Big Fatty, they're right down there by the Key West. I know. And y'all, a Big Fatty, are you going to tell them every time Granny took a dump? No, he went about five times a day. Y'all, he's a colonic miracle. He is absolutely a colonic miracle. Y'all, speaking of colonic miracles, y'all, at the beginning of today's show, y'all, you heard old Steve the Sailor talking about sharting himself. He was talking to the old birthday girl, Cindy. And Cindy, it is your birthday today, and we're just so, so happy for you.
I don't need your pity, okay?
Oh, we're not pitying. Well, we pity that you had to put up with Steve the Sailor.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www.
or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one. Yes! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.